There are a number of theories of why Titian adopted this unusual format, something that's more associated with a portrait rather than a history painting or certainly a mythological picture. Ruth Wedgwood Kennedy has suggested that Titian's actually emulating one of the most famous artists of ancient Greece, Apelles, and his painting of Venus Anadyomene, which is Venus emerging from seafoam. The painting is now lost, but it was brought from Greece to Rome. Pliny the Elder, who writes about the picture 400 years after it was made, calls it one of Apelles' greatest paintings. When Pliny had seen the 400-year-old painting, it was damaged and it had been cut down across the thigh of Venus. So it's thought that Titian's actually recreating this lost painting. Apelles' painting was lost, but Pliny preserves it for history, and then it goes roundabout because then Titian then recreates this painting. But it's really extraordinary in his handling of this figure that she comes down to earth. Her features and her face are individualized and portrait-like. The format is portrait-like in this three-quarters length, and one completely forgets about the antique prototype.
For more about the composition and how Titian worked, press the green button. Press the yellow button to hear music from the Golden Age of Venice.